Thank you, Sister Tenino. That's David's statement, you know. He wouldn't sacrifice that. It didn't cost him anything. I think about the missionary. You've all heard the story of the heathen woman about to throw one of her little boys into the crocodile god. And the missionary was trying to stop her. And he noticed she had one sick little boy, a little deformed boy, and she had one very healthy one. And she was fixing to throw the healthy one into the river. And he couldn't stop her, but he said, why are you throwing the best one in? She said, we give our God the best. That kind of shames us a little bit. It sure does. All right, they're getting the microphone set up here, and I'm not so sure that's good, Brother Perkins, but make sure it's tight so you get it in the right place. And we got a bunch of shy teachers tonight going to give you their introduce themselves to you. I want them to be close enough to the microphone that I don't have to call them back to it. All right. So get it best you can. Brother Burt made reference that he was singing a special song that God would take him through it. I've joked about it a little bit that if you pass the church on the day we start school and hear a bunch of crying, it's not the kids, it's the teachers facing another 180 days. Amen. But I do want you to know this is a ministry of the church. Brother Pitt spoke on it, I think, the other night, and it's one of our great ministries through the years. Our school's well over 40 years. I guess it's about 44 or 5 years old now from the time we actually started it. And God's been good. We've seen a lot of victories and got a lot of students around the world serving the Lord here and there. We're very proud of that. And as you pray for our school and pray for our teachers, maybe it'll help a little bit tonight. Many of you will know most of them. Some of you will know just a few of them. But try to kind of get a picture in your mind so when you pray, you can pray for our staff and our school teachers. And I'm going to do it this way. I'm going to let elementary principal, Brother Jeremy Tedino, come up, tell you who he is, and then work through his workers. And I guess we've included in the workers office workers also, haven't we? Okay, we got them. All right, that's good. When you call up here on the telephone, you can maybe know who you're talking to a little bit after you hear a name tonight. So, Brother Tedino, you come on first and start with the what I'll call the elementary side and the school office there.
All right, I'm Jeremy Tedino. I'm the elementary school principal, and I'm very loud. I'm probably the loudest voice on campus, as you can hear the ringing behind me. I enjoy what I do. I've been in education most of my life. I am a secretary's son, so I took my summers and stamped textbooks and moved classrooms and put up bulletin boards. So that's really kind of how I grew up, and I've always been around education and started working in the public school sector for a while and realized that it was no longer about education. And I kind of checked out of that and thought that would be part of the chapter I would close. And the Lord brought me into church, and I got saved and started working at a ministry in Fort Pierce called Faith Baptist. And I was actually under Brother Burt. He was the first principal. I was his secretary. And he taught me that what Christian education is everything that it used to be and everything that it should be. When I meet with every parent, I tell them that the way we taught 45 years ago is the way we teach today. 2 + 2 = 4. Sky's blue. Water's wet. The Bible's true. And none of that's changed in 45 years. So they all know that this is our standard. You're not going to have some newfangled math that'll confuse the kids as well as the parents, because I don't know how that all works. We know that 2 + 2 = 4. And it always will be, because God designed it that way. That's my philosophy, is everything that we do is centered around the Word of God. My teachers have a directive. If we're in the middle of math class and a Bible question comes up, that comes first. We can't tell the Holy Spirit to wait on a young person that has a spiritual question. As long as it's a viable spiritual question, not one of those that, well, how did Moses split the Red Sea? God did it. I wasn't there. I just trust it. It's faith. But I'm going to start with our youngest, and she loves the fact that she's our youngest, not our youngest teacher. She teaches the youngest kids, and by that, she always gets to go first. So I'm going to introduce Miss Rachel Roberts, our pre-K teacher. She teaches 3- and 4-year-olds. She needs plenty of prayer. Ms. Roberts.
Yes, like you said, my name is Ms. Roberts. I teach the pre-K, and I'm really excited this year, and I've always loved teaching, and I've always grown up wanting to be a teacher. And actually, since I've been raised in this church, I've always seen different teachers, you know, come through and teach, and I've always wanted to be able to have the opportunity to teach here too. But I just kind of pray that God's guidance would, you know, just direct me to where I really needed to be. And like I said, growing up here, being able to work under Pastor Carter is just a big blessing for me, because I've been raised in this church, and so I'm just excited that I have that opportunity to be able to teach here. And then also I'm just thankful because that pastor had the vision to do this, because I'm thankful to be a teacher, but not just a teacher. I'm thankful to be here at Landmark and being a Christian teacher in here, because two reasons, that I get to teach Christian education to the children, and also just be able to talk about the Lord to the children, because it's very important that we give out the gospel to the children. And so I'm just thankful that pastor has stood strong on this ministry all these years, and because of his vision that I'm able to teach here. So so I'm excited about this year. And then I just want to slip in and mention really quickly that I'm really thankful because of Mrs. Pitts. She's such a blessing, and she helps me out in my class, and if I didn't have her, I wouldn't be able to necessarily break it up and split different times with, since I have 3 and 4-year-olds, I teach 2 different ages, so it's really a blessing that she comes to help me so I can just teach in different areas directly towards what they need at that time. So so thankful for her. So thank you.
And believe it or not, that was her angry voice. She's so, like, mild-mannered. The kids just love her to death. I've never seen her really get upset. It's usually, now you know you're not supposed to do that. And the kids are like, I'm sorry. So it's good. All right, up next is rookie still, kind of, but she's a newlywed. She's got a new name. She's only been married a couple weeks. Pray for her as that new transition, as well as teaching. It's my pleasure to introduce our kindergarten teacher, graduate from our college, Mrs. Amber Peterson.
Hello, my name is Amber Peterson, and this is my 2nd year teaching here at the elementary school. Last year, I was technically still a senior at the college, but all I had left was student teaching. So when the opportunity came up to teach kindergarten, I was able to take it up and teach with my mother. This year, there was only enough for 1 kindergarten, and I kind of took it away from her. So I still have the kindergarten class, and I am excited and to see what this year will bring. Thank you for giving me this opportunity.
Amen. All right, going from that to a veteran. She's been here going into her 11th year. Our first grade teacher, Miss Tammy Trevino.
Well, we also have 2 first graders, 2 first grade classes, so I'm Tammy Trevino, and I have the opportunity of working with Bethany Carringer. Very excited about that, and hopefully I can help her a lot and she can help me. And I do encourage everyone to pray for us. I do remember several times throughout several years before that, with God's mercy and grace, especially with different conflicts with parents, it's like, how on earth did I get through that without getting emotional or angry? And the parents are okay after explaining certain things. And then I remember certain people telling me, I just prayed for you. Or maybe weeks before, they're like, yeah, we had you in prayer, and we had this, you know, staff in prayer. And I'm like, that's what it must be. It's the prayer from different people and the prayer that we do for each other. And prayer definitely works. And I know that all the teachers here would appreciate that, every single one of us. And I know everyone needs prayer, but prayer is not to be, you know, done lightly. It is a big deal, and it's done great things for me after being here for 11 years, as he mentioned. And I do thank you for all of you, and for giving me the opportunity to teach your students, if I have had them and will have them. And thank you, Pastor Carter, for that as well. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Next, we have our bona fide rookie, newlywed, Mrs. Bethany Carringer.
Hi, my name is Bethany Carringer. This is my 1st year teaching. I've been in the college for the past 2 years. So this year I'm finishing up my senior year with my student teaching, and I'm really excited about working with Ms. Trevino and learning all the new things that I'm going to learn this year. So I appreciate your prayers.
Ava. Nope, she's long-winded. Up next, one of my favorite teachers we have here, Mrs. Spadano. We are a lot alike. We're both very headstrong and very passionate about what we do. And so it may look like we're arguing if you see us in the hallway, but it's just two Italians talking. That's all it is. So our second grade teacher, Mrs. Allison Spadano.
I don't think we're that much alike. No, I'm just kidding. No, I am really blessed to be working here. And I have to say, as I'm sitting here thinking about the 3 years that I've been here teaching, that it just keeps getting better and better every year. And as far as the administration and just everything. So I'm really, really excited to see what this year has in store for all the teachers and for all the kids. And I would also appreciate prayers for all the teachers too, and for the kids, especially the ones that are gonna be new to Landmark this year and have not been in a Christian school before. I just especially pray for those kids too, because they're gonna need extra prayers and they may struggle, but you know, pray that we're all a blessing to them. Thank you.
Our next teacher, third grade, is Mrs. Osawardi. When it came down to only having one kindergarten, I let her and Amber duke it out. Amber won. So Mrs. Osawardi, who's super excited to be our third grade teacher, she's a little bit out of her comfort zone, but she is gonna do great. So third grade, Mrs. Jody Osawardi.
I'm actually a lot out of my comfort zone. I'm Jody Osawardi, I am teaching third grade. Amber took my kindergarten class. I've got 24. In my class this year, so I'm excited, I'm nervous. It's a little bit of a different age level than I've taught for years. I've been little ones, kindergarten and under, first grade and under for a long time. So I'm as excited as they are, I guess.
Guess that means she doesn't want to come to school Monday. All right, up next, Miss Joy Cocoboon. She is a blessing here. She's the one that's really full of energy and the kids enjoy being in her class. It's kind of relaxed, but she gets her work done and the kids seem to really enjoy her. She makes a really good fellowship with the kids and just keeps learning exciting. So Miss Joy Cocoboon.
Like I said, I'm Joy Cocoboon and I am like freaking out right now. I don't like talking in front of this many people. About 24, about all I can handle, and that's what I have this year. It's my third year teaching fourth grade here, for third year teaching period. And I am, it's like every year that I'm here, I get even more and more and more excited. When the first day of school comes, I get even more and more nervous and even more, but the excitement comes along with it. And I am enjoying it more and more. And as I get to know the kids and the staff, and it's just a huge blessing. And I appreciate Pastor Carter bringing me here and bringing me on staff here 3 years ago. And it's just been a lot of fun. If any of y'all have been in my class, you know what I'm talking about. But anyway, thank you for the opportunity.
If you get a chance to go by her classroom, it's completely decked out in Coca-Cola. It's actually kind of cool. Our next teacher needs no introduction. Our youth pastor, Colin Morton's wife, Mrs. Morton. She's been teaching going into her fifth year now, a few years with us, a few years with Lighthouse. And she's a graduate of our college. And I'll let her come and introduce herself and her little one.
The little one's not here yet, so anyways, but she will be. My name is Leah Morton, and yeah, this is my fifth year teaching, and I did have the privilege of teaching at Lighthouse, and I'm very thankful to also be at Landmark here. And I teach fifth grade, and I love teaching. Actually, growing up, I didn't really want to do anything with my life besides serve the Lord, besides getting married too, and I got that done. So teaching now is a big blessing, and I'm not a mom yet, but I always feel like the kids in my classroom are mine, and so that's kind of a good thing, because I truly love them, and I truly care about their soul and their future. So I'm very thankful for the job, and thank you, Pastor Carter, for letting me work here alongside my husband. And thank you all.
Amen. And our last teacher in the elementary needs no introduction. She's the same size as the students, so sometimes you can't quite find her. But our sixth grade teacher, who gets to plan the coolest trip we do other than the senior trip. We take the sixth graders to Tallahassee for a couple days, and they have a lot of fun doing that. She might tell you a little bit about that. But our sixth grade teacher is Miss Crystal Gilbert.
I am Crystal Gilbert, the sixth grade teacher. This will be my fifth year teaching sixth grade. I graduated from our college in 2013 after student teaching for the sixth grade, and during that student teaching under Miss Dory Ogden, I really felt burdened for the sixth grade age group. They always told us in college that there's life after Landmark, but I'm glad that God chose to keep me here instead. This past year was our first year going to Tallahassee for 3 days and two nights. I was a little nervous at first, but we had a lot of great parents that came with us and helped keep the kids tame. We didn't have any crazy accidents or anything like that. No one got lost, even though some of them I kind of maybe wanted to leave there, but we didn't leave any. Our kids were also able to be a blessing and sing in a church there that we visited on that Wednesday night. I'd like to thank you guys for praying for us. Several times throughout the last few years, I've talked to people here that I didn't really ever talk to before, and when they learned my name, they would say something like, "Oh, Crystal Gilbert, I pray for you every day when I pray for the people at school." So that's always been a blessing and encouragement to me, so thank you for praying for us.
Amen.
Next, I'm going to bring up Miss Angelia Brewer. Miss Angelia is going to be helping us with elementary PE as well as the high school girls PE. So I'll let her tell you a little bit about herself there.
Hi, like you said, my name, whoa, that's loud, is Angelia Brewer, and I'm going to be teaching PE this year for the first through sixth grade with the elementary and then the high school class. So I'm really excited about that. I've actually been wanting to teach at Landmark for the last couple years, but obviously being in college, I couldn't do that. And then I took a break last year from school because my family was moving and I was ahead on credit. So I was like, well, I'm not going to be able to graduate with my class anyways. I'm going to be done in the middle of a semester. So I took a semester break. And I went and I taught for a while at a preschool, a secular preschool in the town where I live. And I was just amazed at the difference between the world and the Christian sector, with just the way that the teachers treat the kids and the difference in the compassion and the quality of learning. Such a blessing to just be able to be here and around people that actually care about what they're doing, and they're here for the kids and not just here to draw a paycheck and go home, and who cares what happens to the kids as long as they don't kill each other. That's all I care about. So I'm just thankful to be here. And
Amen.
All right. Next, our office manager, Mrs. Markowski. She's also teaching architectural design over in the high school. I don't know what that means, so I'll let her explain it.
Good evening. I'm Heather Markowski, and like you said, I'm the office manager at the elementary school and teach architectural design for the high school. I was a registered architect before we start having babies, and then I became a homeschooler, and so architectural design, I'm going to teach the kids all about architecture history and design and do fun and weird projects with them, and I think that's, does that explain it? Okay.
I wish I'd have had her here when I was building these buildings. It might have looked a little better.
I just got the fun and weird designs. That sounds kind of neat. We also have, in our office, we have Mrs. Karen Stanek, and she is our bookkeeper, and she's still sitting. Give me a wave. Okay, so that's good. Stand up for us, at least. Yep, this is Mrs. Karen Stanek. She's our bookkeeper. She handles all of our financial things there. And then Mrs. Carranza, it's like they're on opposite sides of the church. Mrs. Carranza answers, she's our first line on our phone. She's our enrollment specialist. You can stand up and say hello to everybody. Look at that. They love being in front of people. That's why they like their offices. All right. I have completed all of mine on the elementary side. I have completed my task. So, oh, now I'll let you do him. All right. Mr. Burt, he is our high school principal. He's a good friend of mine, a mentor of mine. I learned a lot from him, and I'm very appreciative that he is here. Mr. Bird, it's all yours. Amen.
I'm kind of nervous. I'm not used to standing in front of all these people. I have been in Christian education for 37 years. This will be my 38th year. I know I started when I was only a year old, so you can figure out how old I am now. But I graduated from Pensacola Christian College and started teaching down in South Florida for about 5 years, and also worked on my master's degree and received that from PCC in educational administration. And the Lord brought me into administration at that time. That has always been on my heart as well, as being an administrator. And so we were just recently in Brunswick, Georgia for a year, Brunswick Christian Academy. And I was the administrator there of the school. And actually, I was working aftercare, the extended care, and was sitting out on the playground with the children one day. And Jeremy sent me a text and said, "What are you doing next year?" And I said, "I'm going to be at Brunswick Christian Academy, as far as I know." And he said, "Well, we need a high school principal. What do you think?" And I was kind of taken off guard, but I said, "Well, I won't say no, because you never know how the Lord leads." And guess what? He led. So we were real excited about coming here and visiting early in the summer and seeing the ministry. I'm a little familiar with Landmark. I was actually here in 1980 for a wedding of one of my good friends. His wife was Diana Warner, and got married here in 1980. And so I met Pastor Carter for the first time then. And then in 1990, I was the administrator at Ocala Christian Academy for 10 years there, and they were one of your rivals in sports at the time. So we played a lot of games back and forth with Landmark the 10 years that we were there as well. So it's a blessing to be here already. We talked about teamwork this week with our teachers, and I'm excited because I think we have a great team here of faculty members and then also office staff and support staff in the cafeteria and all over the campus, and really appreciate it. I thank Pastor Carter for giving me the opportunity to be here. Looking forward to a great year. I'm going to introduce my high school teachers, and I'll tell you the homeroom and try to tell you some of the classes they teach. So we'll start with homerooms first. My wife will be thrilled with that because she has a seventh grade homeroom, so she gets to go first, and I'll hear about that when I get home, I'm sure, but no. Mrs. Burt is coming, Brenda Burt, and this is she has taught everything from K-4 up through seniors in high school. As the principal's wife, she gets to fill in a lot of times where there's an opening, and so she's like, "What am I going to teach this year?" "I don't know. Whatever's open, you get to fill in." So bless her heart, she's done a great job. She's teaching 7th, 8th, and 9th grade English, 7th and 8th grade girls' Bible, and 9th grade world geography. So that's it, right? Okay, got it. All right, Mrs. Brenda Burt, 7th grade homeroom.
My name is Mrs. Brenda Burt, and like you said, I'll be teaching 7th, 8th, and 9th grade English, and also 7th and 8th grade Bible, the girls, and also 9th grade geography. I was saved when I was 7 years old. I was raised in a Christian home. I surrendered for full-time Christian service when I was 15, when I was in 10th grade. Then right out of high school, I went to college. I went to college at Providence Baptist Church when they had the night college there. I went for 4 years and graduated with a BA in elementary education. Like my husband said, I've taught for several years, and I always look forward to another school year, and I'm looking forward to this school year this year.
Amen. Okay, and if you can catch that, she went to Providence, which Christians, not Christian school, she taught there, which is another rival of Landmark in sports over many years. So, but we, I want you all to know, we have our loyalty right now with the Patriots, and we're here for you all. So we don't care about them anymore. So, all right. Our 8th grade homeroom teacher is Mrs. Mandy Tedino, and she teaches 7th and 8th grade math, 7th grade science, 11th and 12th grade girls' Bible, consumer math, drama. Thank you. I knew there was something else in there. Okay, thank you.
Well, I'm Amanda Tedino. This is my 8th year teaching, 3rd year here at Landmark. I was privileged to serve 2 years under Mr. Burt in my previous school. And I'm just really looking forward to working under him again and really excited for this year.
Amen. Okay. Our 9th grade homeroom teacher is Mr. Lauren Wiebe, and he's teaching a lot of math this year, Algebra 1, Algebra 2, Geometry, U.S. History, and 7th and 8th grade Boys Bible class.
Yes, yes, my name is Lauren Wiebe, and I enjoy teaching here, and I want to say thank you for Mr. Wallace Hill. Because I came here with my wife and family in 2003 just to survey, And I was talking to him. He was the principal of the high school. I said, I'd like thinking about going to school at the college and being a teacher. And he said, what do you want to teach? I said, well, I like history. I'll teach history. And he told me the history teachers are a dime a dozen. Anybody going to college can't make it, will get a history degree. He says, what I need is a math teacher. And I fought that because I did not enjoy math in high school. But I followed the Lord's will, and I said, Lord, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it through you. Because I found out history, I can teach history in my own power. And I mess up royally when I do, but I can, because I like history. Math, it's hard. And I need God's direction. I need God's wisdom in order to teach math. And so I love algebra now. And just the fact of, I mean, when you think of a ruler between 0 and 1 inch, how many numbers are there between 0 and 1 inch? There's infinite. There's an infinite number of numbers. And I use that always to teach the kids, you know, that's Jesus Christ. He was a finite body, but he was the infinite God inside. Amen. I mean, only God could do that, could put an infinite number of numbers between two spaces.
Amen.
So, I mean, math is wonderful, and it's the closest thing to perfection here on this earth. I mean, 2 + 2 = 4 wherever you go. It never changes. And so I'm looking forward to this year, and I'm thankful for my wife who helps support me, and she prays for me, and I pray for her, and I really would encourage you to pray for us. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Of course, in algebra, it's not 2 + 2. It's x + x = y, and so you can make that anything you want. And of course, you have to be a little crazy to be able to teach math, and we appreciate Mr. Wiebe. Our 10th grade homeroom is Mr. Hector Rodriguez, and he is teaching Spanish 1 and Spanish 2. Also, he teaches speech to the seniors, and choir is our choir director and teacher, and then also does elementary music as well. So, Mr. Rodriguez.
Well, as he said, I'm Hector Rodriguez, and I was born here at Landmark, raised here at Landmark, went from kindergarten to 12th grade, graduated at our school, went through 4 years of college, graduated, and now I'm back here as a teacher. So I have never left Landmark, but I've never had a desire to leave Landmark either. And when I was in college, I never thought I'd be a teacher, but when I started having the burden my senior year, I just said, Lord, wherever you want me to go. And I just had such a huge burden here at Landmark, and just the more I thought about it, the more I just loved the idea. And so being here has just been a huge blessing, and I don't know if the students can agree with me with that, having me in the classroom, but you know, but it's been such a huge blessing too, because then we've also seen the fine arts department, especially coming back, Mrs. Tedino doing drama has been so incredible, seeing how all that has been going on, and then choir too. I have 30 odd kids in my choir, and it's such a huge excitement to see them excited about it. But it's because I geek out a lot of times when it comes to music. I had one of the students tell me today, he's like, Mr. Rodriguez, you're like a little kid at Christmas time when it comes to music. Like, calm down. I'm like, I'm sorry, I just can't help it. He's like, no, it's actually kind of cool though. I'm just kidding, I don't know. But I really enjoy teaching. I've never thought I would say that, but I'm so blessed to be here. And so I ask you guys to pray for me, and amen.
Amen. All right, let me just correct one thing there, Mr. Rodriguez. They're not 30 odd kids, they're 30 wonderful kids, all right? We really don't want to call them odd in front of them and to their parents, but we love them all, okay? Our 11th grade homeroom teacher is Miss Hannah Arnold, and she also teaches our sciences, 8th grade science, 9th grade physical science, biology, chemistry, that fun class you remember from high school. Okay, and let's see, there's something else in there. Astronomy. Yes, astronomy as well, too. So, Ms. Arnold.
My name is Hannah Arnold. I graduated from the college here in 2013. I was hired on to teach right after that. I'm going into my 5th year of teaching here at Landmark. My first 2 years, I taught a mixture of things. Finally, my 3rd year, I got moved in as the science teacher, and I love that. That's my niche. That's what I love. I'm excited to teach astronomy this year. That's an elective for our juniors and seniors. We flip it with a marine biology elective for them. So I'm looking forward to working with the kids again and just praying for a great school year.
If you want to know about the eclipse, ask her.
That's right. That's coming up very soon here, so we're excited about that. Our 12th grade homeroom teacher is Miss Sonia Burden, and Mrs. Burden teaches our 10th, 11th, and 12th grade English. She's got a 10th and 11th, 9th and 10th grade girls' Bible class. And let's see, what else do we have? Oh, yes, 7th grade world history. That's right. That was the extra class that I gave her. She's so thrilled about, so there you go.
Yes. We'll see how that goes. Well, I'm Sonia Burden, and I've grown up here all my life, so this is my 15th year teaching, I think, and it's my 12th year at Landmark, so I've been around a long time. I started off teaching elementary, and I was in second grade for 11 years. And I told the teachers, I said, don't ever say you're not going to teach something, because now I'm like all the way at the top with 12th grade. So, but I kind of joked around the other day about being out of my comfort zone, but then I was like, maybe second grade wasn't my comfort zone, because I really enjoy high school too. But I'm really glad that I'm here, and I've been kind of had bittersweet emotions the last couple days, because I've never been, it's weird for me to be at the school and not see people that I grew up with, like, I don't mean like my age, but teachers that I grew up with. And I see a lot of faces here that I've seen since I was a baby. And I know that if it wasn't for your prayers and sacrifices, you know, it's why our school is still here. And so I definitely miss having Mr. Hartwig there, because he's always been here ever since I've been part of the school. But I know that his prayers always, you know, helped us along. And I know that there's many of you here, like I said, that have been here since the beginning. And I just thank you for all of your prayers for us.
Amen. Amen. And then we have some other teachers that aren't homeroom teachers, but do various things, various classes for us. Miss Beth Irvin is our librarian. And come on, she's our librarian for both elementary and high school. She's also teaching art class in the high school as an elective this year, and is our yearbook advisor too. So, okay. And volleyball coach.
Yeah, I have a few jobs. My name is Elizabeth Irvin, and like Sonia, I grew up here. I think Sonia and I probably have had the most attentions, because we had to sit through them with my dad when he taught. It's a blessing for me to be here. I grew up here and kind of went on my own way in life. And when my dad was asked or told to be the principal again, a lot of people felt like God did that, you know, for the school. And Sonia and I were both in different jobs. Sonia was teaching somewhere else. I was, you know, doing a different job somewhere else. And I know a lot of people felt like that God brought him back here to for you guys, but I really think that he used my dad to bring us back here. And I'm thankful for that. I've had the pleasure of having all of my kids in Landmark now, except for one. He's still going to school in Sebring, but we're praying he comes too. But I've as a parent, I've seen what public school does to kids. And my daughter Madison, she came in first grade, and when she was starting in first grade, she had been in public school. And one of the last meetings that I had with one of her teachers was that, well, when Madison doesn't understand, we just take her out of the class because we don't have time to teach her. And for me, I was like, well, what do you do all day then if you don't teach them? But when Madison came into first grade, she had Ms. Trevino, and Ms. Trevino completely turned her around, and she's, you know, it wasn't a four-hour night of homework. It was 20 minutes, and it was enjoyable. And she went on to Ms. Fidano's class, who just kept reiterating, and Madison loves it. And I've gotten to, you know, bring Mason up the same way. And it's a blessing to not only be able to work with these amazing teachers, but also have them teach my kids. So I thank them for that.
All right, Mr. Larry Markowski is our athletic director in the school, takes care of all of our athletics. And then he also teaches, eighth grade U.S. history class, and also our PE teacher for the boys this year as well. No Espanol.
Good evening, Pastor. Good evening, everyone. My name is Larry Markowski, and
I am the athletic director here at Landmark Christian School. It's my second year teaching here, second year as the athletic director. I spent the past 30 years prior to that working as a PGA golf professional, working in the golf business, surrendered to the Lord to full-time service in February 1st of 2016. And the Lord brought my wife, my family here, and we thank Pastor Carter for that opportunity. It has been such a tremendous blessing being here. And for those of you that have been in this position, you know it is a tremendous opportunity to minister to the youth at our school. And I was one of the weird ones. At the end of last year, I actually was sad, Pastor, when school was over, because there were some relationships made with some of the students, a lot of the students. And I also knew that there were a couple of students that weren't going to be coming back to Landmark. Don't know if those students will ever step foot in a church again. Took the last few days as an opportunity to witness to them, try to be a good example to them, to encourage them, and hoping that they will continue to walk with the Lord and that they won't fall away from the Lord. So I'm looking forward greatly to what the Lord has in store for us this year and the impact that we can make on the youth of our school this year and in our community, and with the sports program being a leader, not just in the win-loss percentage, but in Christian character. And setting the bar high, like I was talking the other day in our teacher orientation on day one, we at Landmark, we want to set the bar high and let the other schools look up and want to be like Landmark. And so we are looking forward to a great year this year, and I just hope and pray that you'll continue to pray for us. I know last year there was a couple of ladies that came up to me and asked if there was some type of list of the names of all the teachers so they can pray for each and every one of us. And I know that those prayers did not go unheard. And the Lord blessed us in a mighty way because of that. So please continue to pray for us. Pray that a lot of wonderful things will happen, because God does still answer prayer. And we appreciate the opportunity to be here. Thank you.
Amen. We have two adjunct teachers that teach in the college and then come down and teach a Bible class for us as well. Ninth and 10th grade boys is Mr. Barry Parsons. You're just going to sit there and wave at me. You're not going to come up here. Are you too scared to say something in the microphone too? Okay. All right. And we appreciate Brother Parsons taking time out of his busy day at the college to do a 9th and 10th grade boys Bible class for us. So, Brother Parsons.
My name is Barry Parsons. I'm a graduate of our college, and I am excited this year to be able to spend some time with our 9th and 10th grade boys. And my wife asked me how I was going to add that to my schedule, and I said I only have to teach it until September 23rd.
So I need to find another teacher September 24th, I guess. So, okay. And the other one is Mr. Colin Morton, and he's, of course, our youth pastor. And taught more in high school, but has moved up to the college this year with different responsibilities there. But he's still going to come back for us, take care of our junior high chapel time, and then our 11th and 12th grade boys Bible class as well. So, Colin?
It's my fourth year working at Landmark Christian School. The 2 years I was here before, I was helping out with the PE classes, elementary and high school. And I think Ms. Brewer is going to take that over from me. And I've been moved to the college, looking forward to that, and a little bit nervous, but I'm looking forward to it. And I'm just excited about just being able to still teach my Bible class. Really got chance to get to know them last year. My first year with them was rough. In prayer time, my first year, they're kind of sizing me up, thinking that they're going to get away with everything, and it was rough. Then the second year, I actually saw signs of intelligent life in them. And then this year, hopefully, we're going to be able to have a great year, build on last year, looking forward to it. And just a blessing to work where I grew up. I went to school here from eighth grade till I graduated in 2009. And like Mr. Rodriguez said, Hector said a while ago, could not imagine myself teaching here. Because if you were to ask Mr. or Mrs. Wiebe and Mr. Hill, who I frequented his office in high school, I was not a very good kid. I got in trouble a lot being the class clown, and I'm back in a classroom where I caused mischief. And first words Brother Wiebe spoke to me when I came back wasn't words of wisdom. It was sowing and reaping, brother. Sowing and reaping. So hopefully I won't have to reap too much this year, but I am looking forward to a great year. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. It all comes back on you. I've had people tell me, teachers tell me that sometimes too. So we have some great office workers in the high school as well too. And our office manager is Mrs. Jessica Holly. And Ms. Holly, come on up.
My name's Jessica Holly. I've been going on 3 years now in the high school office. You can tell me anything to do. I will go dig a 10-mile hole, but just don't ask me to stand up in front of people and talk to people. I've been in the high school office for 3 years. I'm probably the nicest, sweetest person in the office. And and then I'm beyond blessed to be part of this ministry, a part of the day school, and I have a child going into first grade and then in poor Miss Roberts into preschool.
We actually have two sweet ones over there. I have to be mean. I'm the principal, so I'm not the sweet one over there, but the other one is Mrs. Yvette Vargas, and Ms. Vargas is our secretary in there, answers the phones, and she also does substituting for us and fills in with a study hall here and there. She basically does everything that I don't want to do, so we put that on her, and I appreciate her help there in the office, Mrs. Vargas.
My name is Mrs. Vargas, Yvette Vargas, and I answer the phones, and I always answer, how may I serve you, because that is my attitude, to serve the church and serve the community and try to help as much as I can. I want to give you a quick background, Pastor, for 1 minute. I've been here, this is going on my second year, and my family is from Chicago, Illinois, and we have been members of Armitage Baptist Church for 38 years. I've been in children's ministry for 32 years. I worked as a church secretary for 3 years, then got promoted to serve in our school, our Christian school that we had. And I was administrative assistant over there for 3 years. After that, I homeschooled my boys, and the Lord called us here to Landmark. I was just so excited to come, and very privileged and blessed that God has brought us here. I have two boys that come here, Elijah and Josiah. They are 10th grade and 9th grade, and I am just so excited to serve and to be here to serve. And this family is awesomely wonderful. I love you all very much. So thank you.
Thank you. See, we do have two sweet people in the office, at least, so that helps balance me out a little bit. Appreciate it. And Pastor, that's all of ours, but I think we should make sure we mention our illustrious administrator of the school, Dr. Phil Pitts. And he's over both Jeremy and I and over the whole school. Appreciate him. Do you want to say something, Dr. Pitts? Or okay, he said it all from the pulpit. I got to know him when I was in Ocala, and we were going through our FACS accreditation, and Dr. Pitts was on the team that came in there and helped us with that. So I've known him over the years for a long time. Appreciate his leadership in the school. Thank you, Pastor Rolf.
All right. Okay, got this one on. Well, folks, we're proud to introduce that staff to you tonight. We're very proud of them. God is blessed. Do pray for them. We've got some really quality folks. Some of them, as you heard in the testimonies, are our kids that was raised in our church the whole time. I'm thinking about Brother Pitt's daughters. I'm thinking about Hector. And Colin was there several years with us and others. And that's something I'm proud of also. Several of them told you they'd graduated our college. I'm proud of that. So God's had a tremendous ministry here, and we're looking forward to the coming year, and we're doing the job, I believe, and boy, if there's ever been a day and age in our country the job needed doing with our young folks, it is today. I think you definitely know that. Satan's tricks and traps are greater than they've ever been to mess up young folks, and so we're proud of the opportunity God is giving us. We'll stand and be dismissed in prayer. Remind you again, there is the baby shower over there for Sister Rebecca Ricks. Hector, are you wanting choir?